This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are promoting sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Lauren Thomas, and I'm the current Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. This week, I'm joined by Sandra Bodis. She is the Alternative Transportation Coordinator, and Bill Webb. He is a captain at the UK PD, and they will be discussing Bike Week. It's an upcoming event to promote biking in the UK community. So thank you guys so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So I'd like to start out with a question for Sandra. Parking and transportation has recently undergone a name change. So if you want to talk about that really quick.
Yeah. So we switched from parking and transportation to just transportation services. So this name change reflects the goals and focus of our department, but as well as the university. The default setting for most people is just to drive and park, and it's such an ingrained habit that people don't even think of it as a choice. But of course, there are lots of different choices for how you can get to, from, and around our campus. You can ride LexTran for free with Blue Pass. You can take advantage of our free campus shuttles. You can carpool with a friend. You can bike. You can walk. So transportation services really wants to be a resource for all of those mode options for the UK community.
Awesome. So for Captain Webb, could you please tell us a little bit more about UKPD's involvement with bikes on campus?
Yeah, absolutely. So UKPD, we really make an emphasis on trying, of course, to keep pedestrians and motorists alike safe on campus. We try to educate and work with Sandra's unit and educate the cycling community as well as the motoring community, if you will, on safe methods, the rules of the road, et cetera.
Awesome. So just to follow up on this, I'd like to ask both of you, what are the key connections that the both of you see in your individual roles between sustainability and transportation?
Yeah, so to me, sustainability and transportation are incredibly intertwined. On a large scale, transportation is all about land use management. So if you plan for high density, then you have more frequent transit service, you have more walkable communities, you have an easier way to bike around. But on a small scale, a personal transportation choices have a huge impact on sustainability as well, because you have the ability to reduce traffic congestion, reduce carbon emissions, improve Lexington's air quality, and also improve, your own personal health and well-being. So that's huge. And we, Transportation Services, partners with the Office of Sustainability to provide a huge number of programs and initiatives, such as the Big Blue Cycles fleet, which is a fleet of bikes for residential students who sign a commitment to not bring a car to campus. And also the Wildcat Wheels Bicycle Library, which is our on-campus bike shop. It offers free maintenance if you bring your bike in anytime and during their open hours, and also free bicycle rentals for our campus community. And this year, we're also piloting a new program called Cash Out, where we'll basically pay people who have a parking permit this year to not buy a parking permit next year. So we're really excited to see where that program goes. And we just try to provide a lot of different options for people that make it easier to make that decision to not bring a car to campus, like our Ride Home Express shuttles during the breaks. Kentucky Wild Cab is a late night free transportation option for students. And Transportation Services also invest over $200,000 annually in campus bicycle infrastructure.
Impressive. Wow. So would you mind going into the sort of history of biking on campus and how that got started?
Yeah, so we have a bicycle advisory committee that was formed in 2011, and it was to address basically bicycle safety, education, and infrastructure on campus. And it's made a huge difference. As someone who went to UK before the committee was formed, I can see a huge difference just in the few years since I was a student. And we now have 8 miles of bike lanes on campus. We have 3 miles of, or 3.5 miles of sharrows and 3 miles of shared sidewalks, as well as there's just way more bike parking available. And so I see a lot more people biking on campus now than I did even a few years ago.
Yeah, we've certainly took a huge step in the right direction, I believe, with bicycling as a mode of, a viable mode of transportation on the university campus. I know since I started cycling, it's mm-hmm. it's increased dramatically.
So next week is the 5th annual Bike Week. It's organized by the Bicycle Advisory Committee, as you were mentioning. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us more about Bike Week and the committee itself?
Yeah, so the committee's done, like I said, all this work to make bicycling a more friendly option for everyone on campus. And it's because of some of their efforts that we were, UK was designated as a silver level bicycle friendly university, which has been a really impressive thing that we can point to for people coming to campus. So Bike Week is a week of events that we plan every year to celebrate and encourage people who bike. And also to just give people that little push who need the extra push to get out on their bike again. Because for most people, biking is a nice weather type of mm-hmm. mode of transportation. And so April's a great time to remind them that, hey, it's time to dust off your bike for the year.
Absolutely. So is there any specific event that you're both looking forward to next week?
Yeah, I'm really kind of digging the art ride. It's where we're all going to get together. It's going to be a guided tour around Lexington to check out some of the new wall art and different things like that. Everybody's invited. You're welcome. You can come if you'd like. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. I missed it last year, so I'm really looking forward to doing it this year. And I'm actually thinking about taking my son and introducing him to, you know, a ride around Lexington. So that's cool. For me. That's what I'm going to certainly try to attend.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the Lexington History Ride. That's going to be this Sunday, April 9th at 11 a.m. We're leaving from Wildcat Wheels, and it's going to be led by one of our Wildcat Wheels student employees, and we're going to ride downtown and see some of the really cool historical buildings and things. So I'm just excited to learn about some Lexington history that I don't know now.
Is it like 7 or 8 sites, I think, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Awesome. So sort of on that same note, could you guys talk about a little bit of what Lexington in general, their bike infrastructure is like and that sort of culture?
Yeah, so Lexington bike culture, I think, has improved drastically. The city's like UK, I think we all kind of got on board at the same time and realized mm-hmm. like, you know, if we build it, they will come type of mentality. And so it's definitely not perfect, but, you know, the Legacy Trail has really brought a lot of new, not commuters necessarily, but bicycle riders and walkers to see that as a great mode of recreation and transportation. And once the Town Branch Commons Lexington project comes to fruition a few years down the road, I think it'll be a huge boon to Lexington.
I believe I started biking in 2011 with a buddy out from the Masterson Station area, and I live on Town Branch Trail. And as we've cycled in each year since then, we've gradually seen an increase in the amount of cyclists that we see on the road, and it's really, really encouraging because a solid bike infrastructure can bring so much to your community, and also it brings awareness to the motorists and whatnot. The more cyclists they see, the more aware they are that we're out there. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely. So, Sandra, you mentioned earlier that the university has a silver level sort of bike award. Mm-hmm. Can you touch on that, what that entails and where that comes from?
Yeah, so that comes from the League of American Bicyclists, which is, if not the largest, one of the largest bicycle advocacy groups in the United States. And they've been around since the 1800s. So it's they designate all different levels. They have bicycle-friendly business, bicycle-friendly communities, bicycle-friendly universities. And we're one of the only campuses in Kentucky that has been recognized so far. So that's really great. And they base it off of, you know, what our infrastructure's like, what our education efforts are like, What our enforcement efforts are like. So there's a bunch of different criteria that they base it off of, and it's a very prestigious award.
Awesome. So we mentioned earlier the Bike to Campus Day. It seems like that's sort of like a signature event around the whole calendar. Would you guys mind detailing more about that?
Yeah, Bike to Campus Day is always a great time. We'll be at the Mining and Minerals Building Plaza, which is right across Rose Street from the Kempfiz Building. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, April 12th. We'll have our bicycle blender there, so you can come and make your own smoothie for free. We'll have our Wildcat Wheels mobile shop, so anyone can just pop by and get on-the-spot tune-ups for their bike. And we'll also have resources about our campus bike programs and, of course, some swag giveaways.
Always the best part.
Absolutely, man.
So are there any new events this year coming to UK Bike Week?
Yeah, the history ride that I mentioned earlier, that's a new event. And another one that I'm excited about is our bike voucher panel. So we have a bike voucher program that offers $400 to participants to spend at local bike shops if they sign a two-year commitment to not bring a car to campus. And we're getting ready to start our enrollment period for the next 2 years for people who want to sign up. And so this panel will be, it will consist of people who are in the program now, so they can talk about what their experiences and have been like and some of the challenges that they've faced bike commuting year-round. So anyone that's interested in the program, it's a good thing to attend, and it'll be in Patterson Hall, room 225, from noon to 1 p.m. on Tuesday, April 11th. And it should be a great, like, small group discussion atmosphere with plenty of time for questions.
So how can people get involved with promoting biking on campus?
Hanging out at the Wildcat Wheels Bicycle Library or volunteering there is a really great way to get involved. We also look for volunteers for a lot of our outreach activities throughout the year. So if you want to find out about those kinds of things, you can sign up for our bicycle e-newsletter. And you can sign up for that on our website, which is uky.edu/transportation.
Sweet.
You can also reach it. My story, I kind of reached out to Chrissy Toon, mm-hmm. who is partners with Sandra, mm-hmm. and said, hey, I'm interested in this. I think bringing a law enforcement perspective as well as someone who actually commutes to work could be beneficial in things like safety. And, you know, we receive quite a few complaints from pedestrians, motorists, cyclists alike. So bringing that all to the table and then presenting it in an open forum amongst all the stakeholders from the university that are on the BAC, it really helps out. We can actually sit down and dissect it and try to mitigate some of the issues that may have went unheard over the last few years.
Absolutely.
So.
So can you touch on where the initial idea for Bike Week came from and what sort of success you've had with it in the past?
I have no idea. But, honesty is the best policy, right?
Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, there is a National Bike Month, and it's in May. So yeah. It kicks off May the 1st. And it's fitting for us to have University Bike Week, I think, the month before. But as far as...
Yeah, origin. I know it's always been part of Earth Days in the Bluegrass, which is put on by the Office of Sustainability. A National Bike Month is in May, but most students are gone by then, so yeah. We want to make sure we can have all the fun activities while they're still here.
Right. So I'd like to hear from both you guys about what in your experience and your role has been the biggest challenge in sort of getting people to embrace alternative transportation.
I think the biggest challenge is getting people to even consider it. Like I said at the beginning, it's so ingrained in our culture that people don't even think of it as a choice. It's just habit. Most people don't think about their transportation options unless they just had a major life event. You know, you have to rethink how you travel after you have a kid or after you move to a new house or after you get married and move in with a partner. So those types of life change events are a great time for people to be like, oh, I live in a new place or I have a new situation. You know, I have to drop off my kid at daycare now. Like, how am I going to manage these transportation options? But other than that, people pretty much just stick to what they know, which is usually driving. Mm-hmm. And so just trying to find creative ways to get people to to think outside the parking spot is really challenging.
I think there's also a level of suffering that comes in if we're being honest, right? And there's a lot of things you have to consider when you choose to commute to campus or commute to work in town. Weather, you know, it's not always comfortable. You've got to think about gear and how do you get to Wills to start with. I was sharing with Sandra before we went on air that a personal experience for me is I made the decision to start commuting to campus because I was having some pretty significant emotional and physical issues. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about how I used my time, and I spent 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening in my car, and that was wasted time for me. That's just a, you know, it's a personal perspective. Mm-hmm. You can listen or tune in more to that. I have a blog. It's www.journeyswithdad.com, and I talk about many of these things that pushed me in that direction in the hopes that I can get the word out there that cycling is not only a viable means of transportation to and from wherever it is that you're going, but it also can have some pretty significant lifestyle changes for you in the positive. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of getting people out there and getting them engaged, and then they can see that they can do it, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. So on that note, we are actually going to take a quick break, but we will be right back talking about more bike initiatives at the UK. Welcome back. It's now 4:17, and you're listening to Green Talks. I'm Lauren Thomas, the current Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. I am joined by the Alternative Transportation Coordinator and a captain with UKPD, and they are discussing some bike-related initiatives on UK's campus. So, Bill, I would like to discuss what someone should do if they are involved with an accident on their bicycle. You mentioned that you received a lot of complaints about
right
stuff
on.
Like that. What does someone do in that situation?
Yeah, so there's several different, I guess, interactions that can occur with motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists. You've got the interaction that occurs, a collision that may occur on a sidewalk, and you have something that may occur on the roadway. On the sidewalk, it's somebody running into somebody. On the roadway, of course, it's a collision. It's considered the same thing as a car hitting someone. So the first thing you need to do is make sure that everybody's okay, everybody's safe, and there's no serious injuries. If there are injuries, dial 911. If there are no injuries, call the police department and request that a report be made, because you may not feel any pain or any twinges at that time, but later on that night you may discover that you've got some issues and have to go checked out. So it's always good to have a report on file. We encourage people to file reports. It's a way that allows us to, or it's a method that allows us to keep track of different incidents on campus and how they occur, maybe why they occur. It also allows me to gather that information and take it to the BAC, to where we can look at it and see where we may need to make some changes on campus, different infrastructure changes, or just maybe a public safety announcement, to where we can get out and pass out some pamphlets and whatnot on safe riding habits.
And what about if your bike is stolen?
Yeah, if your bike is stolen, you certainly want to call the police department. It's 859-257-1616. Call us, let us know that it was stolen, where it was stolen from. We'll get an officer to you to make a report. And that also allows us to track where different instances of theft have occurred on campus, and allows us to better address that from a law enforcement perspective.
Absolutely.
Also, if your bike is stolen, a good idea is to post it on the Lex Rides Facebook page. That's a really active group that tries to keep tabs on that sort of thing. And one prevention measure I would mention is if you get a bicycle permit when you come to campus, that makes it a lot easier to get your bike back if it's recovered after it's stolen. And the permits are totally free. They're not mandatory at all, but you can get them at parking structure 5 and 6, or you can get them online at uky.edu/transportation.
Awesome. That's a really cool resource.
Yeah.
So something that we've mentioned a few times that I just think is a really cool program is Wildcat Wheels. Would you mind going more in depth about how they operate?
Yeah, Wildcat Wheels is pretty much totally student run. Right now we have 4 mechanics. They're all students, and we train them when they come on board, and they pretty much take it from there. We do a lot of outreach activities with them. or that they lead, they help out with all these bike week events and lead rides and things like that. But the coolest things that Wildcat Wheels does, of course, is help people maintain their bicycles and rent free bicycles to anyone that doesn't have one. So they run the Big Blue Cycles fleet, which I talked about earlier, which is for residential students. We also have semester bikes, so you can check out a bike for an entire semester. Of course, we always get way more applicants for that than we have bikes, so it's usually done on a lottery system. Mm-hmm. But you can sign up for that on our website. We also have departmental bikes for UK employees to use. And you can, you know, if you don't want a bike for the whole semester, you can just rent a bike for a week or a couple of days. And we also have a tandem. If you want to take a friend on a date and surprise them, you can get a two-seater bicycle. And they run the bicycle blender program. So any organization on campus can request the bicycle blender and you can have smoothies at your event.
Delicious.
Yes, of course. And they also, Wildcat Wheels employees are the ones that maintain all the do-it-yourself fix-it stations on campus. We have 8 of those.
So are there any other bike-related initiatives in the works that you want to talk about?
Yeah, right now I'm working on a big infrastructure project, which I'm calling the Bicycle Rack Phase-Out Plan. So over the next 3 years or so, we're hoping to eliminate all of the undesirable styles of bike racks on campus and replace them with better bike racks that encourage less clutter and more security and basically just have like a standard best practice bicycle rack on campus. So that'll be really great once we have better access to high quality bike parking. Hopefully that'll be one less barrier for people. Like we said earlier, May is National Bike Month. So on Friday, May 19th, we're going to have a National Bike to Work Day event for our UK employees.
Awesome.
And they'll be able to meet at the Wildcat and bike to lunch. So we'll have two different ride options. You can either ride down to Chevy Chase or ride down to Triangle Park. Both are super short, you know, easy, leisurely rides, but just trying to get people together, have fun on a bike, and support local restaurants at the same time.
Cool. So do you guys have any tips for any campus listeners that might be listening that want to make sure that their bike is safe and well-maintained on campus?
Yeah, definitely get a permit for your bike. That'll keep it safer. Get as nice of a lock as you can afford. A U-lock is the standard kind of high-security bike lock. It's a lot safer than the cable wraparound style. Take advantage of our do-it-yourself fix-it stations. If you are handy with a bike and know how to use the tools, and if not, then just swing by Wildcat Wheels during their open hours, which you can find on the transportation website or on the sustainability website.
And so from a police perspective, I think it's important that when you make the decision to go ahead and start commuting, whether it's on campus or off campus, familiarize yourself with the rules of the road. Realize that you are on a bicycle. It's quite easy to bounce off of sidewalks and ride on sidewalks and things of that nature. But you really need to educate yourself to the rules of the road. Understand that you are operating your bicycle on the roadway as you would in your own car.
Mm-hmm.
So that can really, really help folks not only feel comfortable on the road, both the motorist and you as the cyclist, but it really does a good job in decreasing accidents and interactions that may occur with pedestrians, motorists, and bicyclists.
Awesome.
Good flashing lights, right?
Yeah, definitely have lights at night.
I think that's just a good tip in general. So that's all that I have for you guys, unless you want to give any last-minute shout-outs or plugs for any upcoming events.
We got a text a few minutes ago just to let you all know that the BAC Educational Work Group founded Bike Week in 2013.
Awesome.
So shout out to Chrissy Toon for that one.
Thanks much. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah,
I'm
my
really
pleasure.
Looking forward to Bike Week. It's going to be really cool.
So are we.
So just for some closing announcements, applications for the 2017-2018 round of sustainability internships are open. You can find those at uky.edu/sustainability/student-internships. Earth Days in the Bluegrass is also in full swing. The Bike Week calendar is going to be included on that, and you can find a complete calendar of sustainable events around campus and Lexington at uky.edu/sustainability/EDBG. As always, any member of the University of Kentucky community can submit a proposal to the Student Sustainability Council to receive funding support from the Environmental Stewardship Fee. All SSC meetings are open to the public and are announced on our website. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at UKYSSE. I'll be around next week for another installment of Green Talks. Until then, thanks for listening and keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.FM and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.FM/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.